From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger, reading I Fought with Custer, the story of Sergeant Windoff, last survivor of the Battle of the Little Bighorn, as told to Frazier and Robert Hunt. Now, let's begin with I Fought with Custer. Preface. It is possible that there has never been a factual book quite like this one. The authors had two definite objectives before them. One was to present the story of the last living survivor of the Battle of the Little Bighorn as faithfully and accurately as it was possible to do. The other was to give the reader all available source material that might throw light on the battle and the events that led up to it. In all military history, no single battle has been plagued with more mystery, more uncertainty, and more bitterness. Even Thermopylae had its single survivor. But no white man of the five troops who rode with General Custer on that June day of 1876 lived to tell the tale. Records of high heroism and incredible bravery have been mixed indiscriminately with accusations of cowardice and even desertion. For 70 years, men have argued and wrangled over almost every minute of those 2 or 3 hours of uncertain action that ended with the death of Custer and some 220 of his comrades on Custer Hill. For the best part of 20 years, the authors have been gathering material, collecting stories of survivors, both white and Indian, studying the battlefield, and quietly researching for lost letters, reports, and documents that might bring into relief the true happenings.